Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the St. Baldrick's event that is coming up this Friday, I have Dave Vestola and Tracy Turner. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, Holly.
Wow. You know, every year there's this whiff of competition in the air of people who are beside themselves getting their head shaved and raising money. Maybe you can connect the dots for us.
All right. This is our annual St. Baldrick's event, going to be held at the Elks this week. And St. Baldrick's is a nonprofit, volunteer-driven organization, which is dedicated to raising money for pediatric cancer research. And it's an idea that was conceived back in 1999, which some insurance executives were looking to raise some money and had a plan to shave heads to raise funds. And the plan was to raise $17,000, shaving 17 heads, and they raised over $100,000.
Oh, my goodness.
It was held in a bar in Manhattan on St. Patrick's Day, hence the name St. Baldrick's. And somebody realized this is a really good recipe. The idea continued to grow. They organized into a formal nonprofit, and last year they raised $35 million towards pediatric cancer research, and they have awarded – and they're really – brief lifetime. The organization's only existed since 05. They've awarded over $100 million in cancer research grants.
That's amazing. I mean, to have that conversion rate, simply to have this, what appears to be a novelty event of shaving your head.
It's a simple formula that works really well. If this was a Fortune 500 company, we'd be investing. They have, in the last 3 years, you know, doubled the amount of money they've raised. It's really pretty remarkable.
And these grants, sort of have a broad sweeping to help people, or are they like state funded? I'm just wondering, like cancer in Alaska specifically is for children.
These grants are really aimed at research and improving cancer treatment for children. They're the only organization whose funding is 100% dedicated to children. You would think there would be a lot of money going into that. There's about 175,000 cases of cancer per year in the world of pediatric cancer. And yet only in the United States, about 4% of the National Cancer Institute's budget goes into pediatric research. There's a huge gap, and this is a much-needed effort to fill that gap. Even though there's a large number of cases of kids' cancer, there's many different kinds of cancers, all of which have a unique treatment. So there may be a particular cancer that only has 100 or 1,000 cases, and there's not a lot of motivation for drug companies to invest the multi-millions of dollars into researching new drugs and new treatment modalities for those cancers. So they're really orphan diseases, as it were, and there's a desperate need for more effort into better treatment and cures, hopefully, for those diseases.
Tracy, how you've been involved donating to this cause for a while, but you're taking the next step.
I am.
And what are you going to do?
I am going to have my head shaved on Friday.
So what was the leap from being a passive donor, so to speak, which is not to say that if anyone just donates money to sponsor is passive, but why this year to take that next step?
Well, this year marks the fifth year since I had cancer.
Oh.
And while I have done something every year to help promote research or treatment of one kind of cancer or another, this year I wanted to do something a little more dramatic.
And dramatic it will be. And not to say, Dave, that it's not a big deal for you to shave your head, but now I'm starting – how many years have you been doing this?
This will be my fourth year.
I'm starting to think it's just a free haircut for you.
I am on the annual haircut plan, much to my wife's dismay.
But there is something a little more dramatic about a woman having her head shaved, even so in this day and age. Is this helping you raise money?
Oh, definitely, yes. It's very much helping me raise money. And there's several things that are helping, I think, with that. Both the novelty of a woman having her head shaved, and also my husband is completely bald, and so there are a lot of friends and family and neighbors who are really liking the idea that we'll be a matched set for a while.
That sounds very fun. And maybe he can give you some tips on sunscreen.
Definitely.
When to wear a hat,
how to shine it. Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole other level of maintaining this. Dave, are you the person who recruits folks like Tracy to take the plunge and shave their head?
Yeah, I've been the primary organizer this year, and I'm looking for volunteers. Every year, I never fail to be amazed. Well, you never know who will show up, and a lot of times people are just kind of moved by the moment and stand up and say, "I'll do it." It's a lot of surprise every year. We had a lot of kids get their head shaved last year.
Really?
We had a couple of mother daughters get their head shaved. It's pretty remarkable. There's this sense of solidarity you feel when you do this. It's hard to describe, but it's very, very moving.
And then after you have your head shaved, after this big event, afterwards, do people come up to you? And I mean, is it something, sort of your branding of this organization to be able to talk about it?
Yeah, it's good advertising, that's for sure. People see you and they ask, and they ask the same kind of questions you are. You know, why did you do this? And it's an opportunity to, you know, kind of get the word out there, get the information out there. I have a lot of people who will say, "I'll do it next year." I remember those people, too. I write those names down and say, "You remember last year? You said you would do it this year." And sometimes they follow through.
There's nothing wrong with a little accountability.
Absolutely not.
And what is the fundraise? Is there a fundraising goal for Sitka?
I set it at $15,000 this year. That's about the ballpark where we've been the last couple of years, which for a town of our size is pretty good. It's a very generous town.
And Tracy, are you comfortable going up to people and saying, "Hey, I'm shaving my head"?
Oh, absolutely.
Pay up.
Yes, I've been doing that a lot. In fact, I think some people are, blocking me on Facebook these days because I've been, fairly assertive about that.
So you don't just have to be resilient that you're going to have your head shaved, but maybe it's always hard to ask friends to support. But this is a really good cause.
It's a great cause, and I guess I would have to say that, you know, it's a wonderful symbol to get your head shaved, but the point is, the goal is to raise funds for this research, and that is, that makes it worthwhile. That goes a long way towards getting you over the discomfort of asking.
Absolutely. So the St. Baldrick's event is this Friday night, 6 p.m. at the Elks. Because it's at the Elks, some people feel awkward just walking in, and there's not an issue if you're not a member.
No, absolutely not. It's a public event. Everybody's welcome. It's a great time.
And about how long is the event? Like, should I get there early to be close to the Clippers?
I usually say till there's no more hair to fall, but it'll probably run till 9 or so.
And folks can donate up to the last minute.
Oh, yes.
For this
cause.
Hopefully. Hopefully they will.
Please do.
And I guess the last thing I want to ask is, do we see children with cancer here in town? Is there specific examples? Because a lot of the times there are a lot of children's organizations that people donate to that feel a little abstract.
Mm-hmm. We do have a couple of children in town here who have cancer. One of those children completed their chemotherapy about a year ago, and it's, you know, for all intents and purposes, is disease-free at this point. You know, people are always hesitant to use the word cure, but this is a child who, you know, back in the 70s probably would not have, or 80s would not have survived their disease. And the type of leukemia the child had probably has a 90 to 95% cure rate now through research and better treatment.
Well, that is good to hear, some positive statistics. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Dave Astola and Tracy Turner. Looking forward to seeing your new haircuts Friday night for the St. Baldrick's event at the Elks. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Holly.